might run a bit behind because the Attorney General's office doesn't have enough prosecutors at the moment. But we should be through. I don't think we will go too much beyond the 15th. We might finish this next week, Monday, Tuesday, 19-20. But we hope to conclude by the 15th.
How are the prosecutors coming in here?
The AG law officers, we use them as prosecutors. We arrange the disciplinary hearings, the logistics and everything. But because we have to strictly follow the Labor Act, so law officers from the AG's office are the ones that act as prosecutors. The Attorney General's office, the government lawyer. So because it's a legal process, we are health technocrats ourselves. We take advice from the Attorney General's office in terms of the procedures following the law. And then within the disciplinary tribunals, the Attorney General law officers act as prosecutors. They're the ones, for instance, who will then, for instance, the doctors were in absentia. So they'll call out the names like, if you are supposed to be in court and you are not there, they will call you three times. And if you are not there, judgment is passed with you in absentia. So they are the ones who assist in that part of the disciplinary hearing. It's just like in a court of law, sort of, but a private matter between the employer and the employee.
And how did the HSB arrive at the number of about 500 to be disciplined when we understand more than 1,000 doctors are on strike?
Because I'm the employer and I know. That's fiction you hear. Because we keep registers of attendance. The hospital chief executive, we don't determine ourselves who is at work and who is not at work. So what we actually said was that to each of the institutions, give us the number of doctors that have not been reporting in your institution as a manager, their chief executive officers, their clinical directors who are in charge of the clinical services and medical services at those hospitals. They keep registers of attendance. So what we said to them, can you every day they give us a record of doctors that have attended. So from all the registers that were submitted by the institutions, we have a total of about 500 and something doctors who the hospital said were not coming to work. So it is not the health services board who sits and says these doctors were not at work. It's the institutions based on attendance registers who give us the names.